Think twice. Look before you leap. Haste makes waste. This parental advice indicates that our parents appreciated the filibuster. Yes, we must explain. Power is a dangerous commodity, yet the majority wields absolute power in a democracy. The Federalist warns that in Republican government, the legislature necessarily predominates. The majority must rule, but we try to tame or moderate it. A lynch mob operates perfectly democratic, so we seek to combine majority rule with respect for minority rights. Bicameralism requires the majority literally to think twice. Different features of each house generate different attitudes and opinions in each house. The Senate acts as a brake on the House. The filibuster places a heavier foot on that brake. As the Wall Street Journal observed, the filibuster requires 60 votes to pass most legislation, thus providing a bulwark against consolidated power. A bill must appeal to more and more diverse interests in order to garner an enhanced majority of 60 votes. The majority, albeit an enhanced majority, does rule. As political scientist Martin Diamond observed, this is still democratic, it is just, quote, differently democratic. As our parents put it more bluntly, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I'm Bob Evans, and that is my perspective.